Hello and welcome back to Misha Jade Holistic Spiritual Therapy Podcast. Thank you for tuning in and listen to this episode. And if you are new here, last week I introduced a new way of how I'm presenting my content online. And that's on my Facebook and my Instagram pages, my weekly emails, and here in this podcast. So last week, I introduced a topic and we spoke about it and focused on it for the whole week. And that's what I'll be continuing to do every week, is focusing on one specific topic and looking at it from all different angles and perspectives to really be able to understand and connect with those specific weekly topics so that they're able to support you in your life and whatever you're going through in your experiences. So last week we spoke about and focused on narratives and the stories we tell ourselves and the stories we hold on to. And this week I'm introducing the topic to be curious. And yes, there is a saying about curiosity killed the cat. And yes, curiosity can bring some negative or harmful experiences to your life. But curiosity, when you're able to understand how you can use it to benefit your life, it can support deepening the relationships that you have. It can also hopefully will allow you to feel more grounded in yourself and more connected to who you are, more confident with the choices that you make. You'll feel supported through your overall emotional well-being because you will be more confident, because you will be more grounded in yourself. And like I mentioned, you'll deepen your relationships because you'll be able to communicate more and be more open to learning about the other person and the experiences and the challenges that you may go through. Especially for parents, this is a really powerful technique to incorporate into your parenting, is to be more curious about your children and why they're doing something or why they're talking about something or where they learnt certain things, and allow them to express themselves to you and open themselves up to you, as opposed to being responsive or responding to our experiences and to the people in our lives and certain things that happen through our life. And so that brings me to the topic, the point of being how to be curious is also to understand what it means to be responsive or to react, because that in a way is opposite of being curious, because when you're curious you're open to learning, but when you're being responsive or reactive you're quicker to interpret what's going on, and then you're responding in a way that without being fully informed of the whole situation and experience in order to make an informed decision to then respond or react, you know? So what does it mean to be responsive? Well, being responsive is the more normalized action, and it can actually create more problems for you and your experiences. And being responsive is when you when someone else external to you or an external environment, you can ask more questions, gain more information for what's happening, for what's going on. You know, when you feel you have to explain yourself because someone's asking you questions about your choices or your life, and you feel that you have to explain yourself, that's being responsive. You know, when you question your own self, you're questioning yourself, but it's been because or due to someone else inquiring your life into your life, or maybe they're stressing or worried or concerned about something you're doing in your life, and so then you didn't feel that way, but then you start to question yourself and you start to doubt yourself. When you react to someone or something in an emotional way and without awareness for why, so when something happens in your life and you immediately respond emotionally, but you don't actually know exactly what's going on. It's just a surface almost thing, because something's happened, you respond emotionally. And I'm sure we've all done this or been through these things where something's happened. Maybe it's a partner or a child or a family member or a friend, or maybe someone on the road cuts you off or something like that, and you respond immediately in an emotional way, and then as you've had time to process or think more clearly or ground yourself, you realize, oh wow, maybe I did overreact in that experience. Maybe I shouldn't have said those things. Maybe I could have handled that better. That's you being responsive. That's you being reactive. And it's also about taking ownership for, or allowing other people to take ownership, sorry, for what their doubts are, their worries, what they're questioning, when it could easily be that they have all that worry, that stress, that doubt, and they're putting all of that onto you, and then you start doubting yourself, like I mentioned before. So you are taking ownership for, even though they're the one that are stressed, even though they're the ones that are questioning what you're doing in your life or what you're choosing to do with whatever it is that you're doing. But you then take ownership of all that worry and that concern and those emotions, and you make it yours when you didn't feel any of that prior to speaking with them. So when you're experiencing someone questioning your choices, your dreams, your desires, your relationship choice, your life choices, what is your automatic response? Okay, so what is your automatic response when that happens? And what happens with your emotions? How do you feel when someone's questioning you? What happens within your body and in your mind when you feel like someone's interrogating you? And gaining awareness for your emotions and your automatic responses in regards to what's happening around you will help to contribute how you start to change and improve the areas of your life you're not happy with. So a great question or a prompt that you can journal and connect with is asking yourself, how do I respond to others' questioning and intrigue into my life or with the choices that I make? And really think about that, really connect with what exactly is your response, what is exactly how you feel when those situations happen. And like I've mentioned, it is much more common to be responsive to situations than people, as that is more normalized. You see it in movies, you see it in shows, you see it in society, you see it in the media. You see it like even as a child and when you're being, your parents are more responsive and reactive to you as you're growing up. And responsive can also be connected to your mind and your body and not being able to self-regulate. And if you're not able to self-regulate, that can create more issues in your life. And self-regulating is so powerful. It's so valuable to learn how to self-regulate your emotions. And when you're not able to, or don't know how to self-regulate, it could actually be contributing to your experiences when you feel more pain, when you feel more unhappiness and unfulfillment in your life, and anxiety as well. If you're not aware or don't know how to self-regulate and connect with your feelings and your emotions and what's happening in your body, and you experience anxiety, which I also do, and you don't have those tools to self-soothe you when you're feeling super anxious, you are creating more turmoil in your life. You're creating more experiences where there's pain, where there's more heightened anxiety and more stress and more worry. So learning and working out what do you need to support your emotions. And if you don't know what that is, what you don't know what those certain tools and techniques are for you, just think about things that bring you calmness. What are things that when you're doing them, when you're around certain people, when you're around certain environments, what are those that bring you calmness, that bring you back to your body, that ground you and bring you that serenity and just a deep sense of stillness in such a peaceful way? And you'll start to learn what those tools and techniques are to support yourself when you're feeling anxious. So some outcomes of responding that would would not be helping your life is, and I've mentioned this already, is you take ownership when it's not yours. So when someone expresses their doubt and concern or their worries for something in your life, so this is somebody else, and they're expressing their doubt, their concern, and their worries for something in your life. This is your life, okay? And even though you weren't feeling any of that or thinking about any of that before you spoke to them, you now have taken ownership of theirs, their emotions, their worries, their stress, their doubt, and you've made it yours by you then connecting to it. And you are now thinking and feeling what they have just expressed to you. And you feel you have to explain yourself. So somebody questions you on something in your life, and you therefore respond by providing reasons or excuses for that choice, that action, and that decision. So you feel it. So there's a difference between you, like someone in an engaging conversation, they're asking you questions and you're answering them. But if they're asking you questions where you feel interrogated and you feel you have to explain yourself, you have to give excuses, you have to give answers, that is you responding and reacting in a way that's not supporting you, that's in a way that's not supporting your life and your emotional well-being. You know, you may even provide unnecessary information. And this can be linked to what I've already mentioned when you respond to others by providing your reasons and excuses. Though because you feel almost interrogated or judged, you end up providing more information and explanation, which then adds to like that, the space of feeling like you're interrogated and you're almost just verbal vomiting all this stuff. And then maybe if you walk away and go, why did I tell them all that stuff? They didn't need to know any of that, especially when it's like a random person and you feel judged by them and you're providing all these excuses or reasons or explanations for why you're doing something in your life. And this is someone that means like, well, not almost nothing to you. You don't know them. Or even if it is someone close to you and you feel interrogated by them and you're over explaining yourself and you're providing excuses for why you're doing something. And you add your own interpretations and emotions. So something has happened outside of you, maybe it's just an experience. Something has happened and you've interpreted it and connected to it in an emotional way. And you're starting now to self-doubt and feel an overwhelming sense of emotions and stress and worry and concerns, and your beliefs and thoughts have changed. And usually it will be for the worst. So maybe something that you were really excited about and really like, you know, motivated, and then you have one setback. And so you then respond and react in a way that's not supportive of you and go, oh, well, it's me. It's my fault. Things don't work out for me. And that's going back to the narratives, which I spoke about last week, and you can go listen to it if you haven't yet, where you are doubting yourself because things you believe, the narrative that you tell yourself that you hold on to, is that things never work out for you, that you'll never be happy, that nothing ever goes right in your life. And this all can create more confusion in your life too. Because remember, this isn't how you were born. A child isn't born, or a baby isn't born. You weren't born believing you couldn't do anything in the world and that nothing works for you. Think about a toddler that's screaming in a shopping center and they're emotionally releasing because they really want that toy. They want it. It's theirs. They already believe that it's theirs. They've attached to it. They don't care how many times you're saying no, they want that. And they're going to try and do anything they can do to have that. But along the way of how our, more than likely, our parents and our caregivers have spoken to us and the communication they had with us, we then get conditioned in a way that then we believe and connect to those stories that we don't get the things that we want. Something will happen. And those narratives and stories are not supporting you. And that can be play an influence in how you navigate these questionings or experiences that don't work out for you and how you pictured it or you had originally wanted it to be. And so you respond and react without being curious of what can you do, what is in your power to change that. And so some other outcomes of responding is you continue to play out your childhood wounds. You continue to respond and react in a way that you would have when you were a child. And you just keep repeating those same patterns and programming without change. And that could possibly be playing a role why then your narrative and your stories are that nothing works out for you, that you can never feel happy, that life will always be painful and a challenge and hard. Because you learnt that or you were taught that when you were young and you're still doing the same patterns, you're still doing the same actions that have contributed to all of those other painful experiences. And there is a saying, and I'm sure you've heard of it, or if you haven't, I'm going to share with you. If you always do what you've always done, you'll get the same result. So if you always do what you've always done, you will continue to get the same result, the same outcome. So if there's things in your life, there's situations in your life, there's relationships in your life that you're not happy with, that they're not fulfilling you, they don't bring you any enjoyment or value or benefit, but you continue to accept them, you would continue to do the same thing. You are going to continue to get the same result. And it is your responsibility to now learn what you need to do to change that, to change those outcomes, to change your programming. And so learning how you are responding and reacting to people and environments and situations is a part of that process. So ask yourself, how do I respond to others questioning me? How do I respond when others are questioning me and what I do in my life? And understanding your answer to that will provide a lot of value for what you need to change in certain areas of your life. So why be curious? Why is it invaluable and why would it benefit you to be more curious in your life? Well, curiosity can be beneficial, like I've mentioned, and allowing the opportunity to learn more and be more informed and allowing yourself to be more curious. And this could be asking questions. So for example, if someone else is projecting onto you their stress, their worry, their concerns about something that's happening in your life, you can flip it back on them and go, why do you feel that way? If someone's saying to you, I'm really, like, you shouldn't be doing this, you shouldn't be dating this person, you shouldn't be traveling now, then just instead of you responding and providing an answer, an excuse, a reason for yourself, just ask them, why do you feel that way? How long have you thought about this? When did you first notice that you felt this way? Why do you feel so deeply, like so strongly about this when it's my choice? It's my life. I will be the one that have to deal with the consequences if this doesn't work out. Why do you feel this way? What's going on for you? And then for yourself. So this is also really important to be curious for yourself, because when you have experiences, situations that don't work out how you envisioned them or how you wanted them to be, it's really valuable then instead of reacting and responding to them and allowing yourself to go into those unsupportive narratives, you be curious for yourself. So if something happens, ask yourself, why am I feeling this way? What's going on for me right now? Why am I having these thoughts? Where is this coming from? And what feels right for me and why? That's really, really, really valuable. What feels right for me and why does it feel right? And if it's a situation or experience, why did this outcome occur? What could I do differently next time? Why did this outcome occur? And what could I do differently next time? What do I need to learn from this? This didn't work out for me, so what could I do to make this situation work how I want? Do I need to change something? Is it not the right time? Do I need to wait? Do I need to do something else first? And why do I feel this way? And to be more curious in your life is to learn more. It's to start to understand more about the situation. And it also encourages the other person to explain themselves instead of you explaining you. So if someone's questioning you and you put the questioning back on them, remember they're questioning you about your life, about how what you're doing, and you put it back on them so that they have to explain why do they need to know? Why is it so important to them? Why do they feel stressed about you? And the more knowledge you gain allows you to make more informed choices and actions. To respond in a way, then after you've been curious, you can respond in a way that you're informed. You know what's right for you. You're a lot more confident in your choices, in your actions, in your decisions. Becoming more aware of what influenced you and your emotions and your decisions will empower you to make decisions that you actually want to make. So I'm going to say that again. Becoming aware of what influences you and your emotions and your decisions will empower you to make decisions that you actually want to make. Or at least it will make the choices that support your life and to contribute to the life that you want to be living. Even if that means making choices that you don't necessarily want to make, but you know it's better for you. You know there's going to be a benefit or a value to it, even though it's a hard decision or a choice. Because you've connected to yourself. You're more informed about what's going on and you're listening to what is right for you, even if it's hard, even if it's challenging. Even if it will bring you a lot of emotions, you know and you are confident and empowered to know what is right for you. So how can you be curious? And this also, like I mentioned, have mentioned about the value of being curious in your parenting, is by incorporating being more curious, you are actually allowing the opportunity to learn more about your child. And this is for any person that's around children, or you can apply this for relationships, you can apply this for friends, for family. But this, I'm just also going to direct this point more specifically for children, because I want this to be understood in a way that children also deserve to have more curiosity around them, because it supports their well-being and it supports their growth. Because when you react and respond, you can actually influence their views and perspectives from you, And that's not allowing them to grow up as them. So being more curious about them and what they're doing and their actions and why they're doing certain things allows them to connect deeper with themselves, to know how to express themselves and do the things that they want with compromise. And obviously, I'm going to be generalizing this because I'm not doing this as a parenting specific episode. And there's a lot more, obviously, that goes into it. But just in the purpose of parenting and being curious, I'm going to explain how that benefits. Or just being around children. And it also allows the child to express to you, which I mentioned, in a way that ensures that they feel safe to do so. They feel safe to express themselves. They feel safe to explain why they want something or why they're doing something. Instead of you just reacting or allowing your perspective to interject the situation. And I have a YouTube channel where you can go and watch these weekly topics in a way that's obviously has the visual aspect. And you can just type in same name, Misha Jade Holistic Spiritual Therapies, and you'll be able to find me and also my other videos on there as well. So feel free to subscribe to my channel. It's only new. I've only had it for a few months. But I do share a lot of visual components there for visual content and videos to help you understand and gain more connection to the tools and techniques that I teach and guide you through my Instagram and my Facebook and in here as well. So feel free to go check me out there and please subscribe. I really appreciate your support. So back on how to be curious. Sorry. So asking simple questions is really valuable and straight to the point, and allowing time as well for the other person to have space to think about it and respond to your answer, your question. So some questions you could respond back to them when they're asking you things is, and I have touched on it just before, is why do you feel that way? Why do you feel concerned about what I am doing? If I decide to, and then obviously put in what you're deciding to do. So as an example, if I decide to move, why do you feel concerned by that? And my personal number one favorite response when people are questioning me on things, why not? It's simple, it's straight to the point, and when they're questioning you something about something, I just respond, why not? You're wanting me to explain myself why I'm doing something in my life. I want you to explain back to me first why you think I shouldn't do it. Or whatever the opposite is of what they're asking you. And sometimes that question doesn't always match what is happening. But a lot of the times, yeah, just answer, responding back, why not? And like I just mentioned, and making sure that you respond to, when you're asking these questions back, to be more curious, to gain more information and be more informed of how you then will respond or react to it, is asking it one at a time. And you don't need to explain, if they don't want to explain or answer your question, or if they're saying, well, I asked you a question first. Yes, they did ask you a question first about your life. About what you're doing. They're questioning you. So you don't have to provide any answers or explanation until you want to, if you want to, until they provide their reasoning for why they need to know. And again, I'm only using this as examples of ways that where it's not supporting you. The people in your life or these experiences that you're going through are in ways that it's not supporting your life. Now, there could be people close to you that question you things and help you with your process with them, but it's in a way that it's respectful. in a way that they know you will always do what you need to do for you, and they will support you unconditionally, and you feel safe with them. So then when they're asking you questions, obviously then you can answer those questions however you would like to. This more specifically is for those situations and moments where you don't feel safe with this experience. You feel, I guess, I don't want to say negative, but you're feeling all those unsupportive feelings. You're feeling interrogated. You're feeling judged. You're feeling like you're the problem. You're feeling that, you know, things don't work out for you. This is when it's valuable to be curious. And there are situations where things are going great and you can still be curious. Wow, this is going so well. How am I feeling about this? What does this mean for me? If something goes wrong, how can I support myself through that? Or what else can I do to continue to improve my life and the people around me? And so how many times have you wanted to do something and when you told someone, they pretty much just shut you down? They told you not to do it, that it was a bad idea, that you would get hurt or you would struggle with it or you wouldn't like it. And they expressed all of the things that could go wrong with it. And then that resulted in you deciding to not go through with it. And then you still wonder, what if? What if I had done that? I really wished I would have done that class. I really wish I could have gone traveling then. I really wish I would have stayed in that relationship and worked on it and not listened to the people around me. I really wish I'd gotten out of the relationship and moved on instead of listening to the people telling me to stay. And another prompt for you is, why do I feel I need to justify my choices and my actions? So everyone, and I have mentioned this before in other episodes and other videos and on social media, everyone has what I call a filtering system. And this is how we process the experiences we have in our life to be able to understand it and make sense of it. And I go into this, into the filtering system and what impacts it and influences it and everything about the filtering system in my online course. So if you would be interested in working with me more closely over a very intimate 6 weeks and over my 6 core foundations for deepening your connection to your life, as yourself and your life, and working out what your tools are to support yourself with creating more experiences that you love and that bring you fulfillment and deepening the relationships around you and healing from past pain and trauma that's still playing a role in your life now, please reach out to me. I only offer it a few times as you fully commit to the course, I fully commit to you and you have full access to me all the time for any support that you need while you go through the 6 weeks. So yeah, please reach out to me. And even if you just want to have a conversation with it and see if it actually fits you and what more benefits you would like to gain from it or anything like that, any questions, just reach out to me. I'm happy to answer any of them. So yeah, so the filtering system. And so when you understand your own filtering system, it's going to provide a lot more value into understanding what those influences are to your life and what's contributing to the separate, you know, all the certain areas in your life. And the thing is, everyone has a different experience and upbringing, even when you're in the same family. So even your sibling, your parents, your whoever it is in your family dynamic and the people around you and the people you meet and connect with and your children and your partner, everyone's experience is different, and that means that everyone's filtering system is different. So when someone is questioning you in your choices and your life, what they are really doing is trying to make sense for themselves, for why and what you're doing. So they, it's not that they care as much to hurt you. They don't want to hurt you. They don't want to put doubt and fear into you. But they are going through their own filtering process to understand and make sense of what you're doing and why you're doing it. Because either to them it doesn't make sense, or to them they would want to do it, but they've been told all the negatives and the painful pain and, you know, all that, that they're putting that onto you. And mostly this will be coming from people that don't understand their own processing and their own mindset and programming and the influence of their life and their experiences. And so for that, they then put it on you. They transfer it to you because that it's how they would make sense of it for themselves. So though this is why it's great for you to be curious and put your questions back onto them, because you don't need to explain yourself unless you choose to. But it allows them to take ownership for themselves and start connecting with the different aspects of themselves, that they start learning to understand themselves without having to transfer it to other people. Other benefits could be you gain more knowledge for the experience and the situations that you go through. And so you understand more about how you want to navigate them with much more ease. Even going through the challenges and the hard times, by gaining more curiosity and asking questions, you'll be able to have more awareness for how you're going to navigate them. So then the challenges are still might be challenging, but you flow through them with a lot more ease. And you know how to support yourself more too. And sometimes when the other person, like I've mentioned with the filtering system, they just need to process it for themselves. So when you reply with your own curiosity back on them, it supports them to work through their own process and their thoughts to connect more with why they're questioning you. So I wanted to finish up with just sharing with you a really, really great way that you can connect more with understanding curiosity for yourself. And that is to ask yourself this question: what steps can I start taking to become more curious in my life? Because it's great to have all these awareness and to know all these tools and techniques and connect more with yourself. But if you're unaware of what the steps are, the specific steps that you need in order to then implement those that new awareness and the things that you start to connect with, it's almost like having all the ingredients for the cake, but you don't have the recipe to make it. And if you just throw everything in, it's not going to be a cake, because you need certain aspects, you need certain measurements, you need certain specific ingredients done in a certain way, that when you combine it all together, you have a delicious cake. So the awareness is great, but it's learning the steps to then implement that new awareness and to support yourself through that, the change and the reprogramming and releasing maybe old emotions and old pain. So what steps can I start taking to be more curious in my life? And some other prompts that may support you, that is my process, is asking myself these questions. So when you're working out what you need to decide to and the changes in your life, ask yourself, why is this important? Why is it important to change this? What value is it going to bring me to change this? What could prevent me or block me from achieving this? What could be some possible setbacks? And how can I support myself through those setbacks, through those blocks, through those things that might prevent me in achieving it at certain times or periods while I'm transitioning through this change? How can I support myself through it? Is there someone that I can speak to support me through this that I trust, that will hold space for me? Who is that? And what are the exact steps I need to start taking now? And I've mentioned this before, when you're making steps and a plan, it's simple and very, every single detail, even if the very first one is write a list of my steps, cross it off, done that. Stick that list up on the wall where I'll see it every day. Yep, done that. Connect with my feelings and emotions every single day. So it's working out every single step that you need to support yourself. And even to the very, very small, minuscule detail of the step, and breaking it into very small, small, small steps. So that's easily achievable. Every single day you can be doing something to support yourself. So on that, I'm going to finish up. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope you've enjoyed understanding and gaining more awareness to how to be more curious in your life. Like I mentioned, I'm also have done a YouTube video on this topic. You can go check that out on my channel. You can also go and look at all the prompts and save the prompts that I've shared in this episode over on my Instagram or my Facebook page. It's all the same name, Misha Jade Holistic Spiritual Therapies. And I would really greatly appreciate your feedback, or if you have any comments or suggestions of future topics you would like me to cover, please just send me either an email or a DM over on Instagram, or you can leave a comment and a review for this episode. I appreciate you so much, and I love sharing and discussing these tools and techniques to help you in your life, to create more harmony in your life, and to support you with connecting what your tools and techniques are to create the life that you desire. Much love. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I really deeply appreciate you. If you enjoyed what you heard and it resonated with you, I'd really appreciate it if you were able to share my podcast with those that you care about and that would also benefit from the topics that I share and discuss in my podcast. If you're not already, I am on social media, on pretty much all the platforms: Twitter, Facebook, TikTok. Instagram is the main place and space that I communicate with you and share content. So please check out the link in my bio and come connect with me. Send me a message. I'd love to hear your feedback. I'd love to read your reviews of how you experience and have enjoyed these podcasts and the episodes and the topics that I discuss. And I look forward to hearing from you and reading your review soon.